Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekly episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. As usual, very excited to be here to talk about my latest article as shared on LinkedIn this morning, talking about the Touch2S finance function, or what Deloitte has called Lights Out Finance. Really talking about the finance operating model and looking at what role does technology play in that today. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I'm your host as usual. Let's get started. So I published this morning the touchless finance function. Is it really possible? And we know that a huge proportion of many organizations, let's call it person hours, are now dedicated to what we might describe as removing friction. Friction comes in many forms and is present in every business process or customer interaction. And it has real impacts. The classic example is suboptimal user experience, leading to, for instance, shopping cart abandonment. But the principle applies almost universally, including, of course, in the finance function. So what happens if we remove ourselves from the equation, right? So removing friction is another way to describe the work of creating more efficient processes. In the case of the finance function, this means identifying the processes that can be automated and designing robust systems that enable the safe and accurate production of information or data, and instituting self-service practices that open up data to relevant stakeholders without the need for human gatekeepers. So in simple terms, producing the data for use and consumption in the organization should be touchless. So any kind of transaction that's going on in business and finance is processed all the way through to a data lake, for instance, to be used in a self-service dashboard or a productive management meeting without the need of finance people. By adopting this model, we can not only remove bottlenecks and enable other parts of the business to make decisions more quickly, but we can also free up our own time to capture more of the value chain. And I think this is key because you've probably all been bombarded in the past 10, maybe even 20 years with the notion that to be successful in the future in finance, you need to move up the value chain. What does that mean in more practical terms? It means that you should spend less time, or in the touchless finance function, no time at all producing data, but spending all the time using data. First, foremost, to perhaps do analysis, but adding to that, generating insights, information that business leaders don't know about, but can help them make better decisions, and influencing business leaders with those insights. Because no matter how great your insight is, simply putting it in front of business leaders doesn't necessarily mean that they're being influenced. And through the insights and the influence, we can create an impact. So today, upwards to 70% of the time of finance people is being spent on working with the data, especially organizing it into reports for information share, and perhaps doing the analysis. very little time, unfortunately, is spent on using those numbers for productive conversations and impacting decision making. So when I say we need to move up the value chain enabled by the touchless finance function, that is what we mean. Generating insights, influencing decisions to make an impact, to increase value creation in the business, or if we work in public or not-for-profit sectors, whatever value creation definitions that you have. So you could say in a bit of polemic way, it's about driving value hands-free, right? So we don't need to be involved in all the transactions and the rich stuff. We can go to the meeting, high quality data. We know everyone had that data available in their self-service dashboard, so we can zoom in on what are the three key points that we need to address. No longer do we spend a lot of time preparing all these mental reports with large tables. We go into the meeting, 3 points to discuss. How do we address this? So let me continue a bit. When I say driving value hands-free, what does the details look of that? So the process for achieving the touchless, or let's call it contactless, or perhaps even hands-free finance function, can be split into 3 stages. Number one, let the machines produce the data. So instead of wasting person hours on work that can easily be done by software, let's invest time in designing robust processes and systems to enable the automated production of information, build solid systems, and let the machines do the groundwork. Now, this is a bit of a leap from where many organizations are today, because many might be concerned that, well, our processes are not strong enough. And granted, you know, you can automate pretty much everything today, but if you automate a poor process, you kind of get the garbage in, garbage out. So the data is not of high quality. And so when you try to use this data, you get yourself into a pretty poor situation. So we do need to design solid processes. And if we don't have solid processes, we can still do smaller things on automation, like plugging in RPA to handle subparts of the workflow. So don't let that be an excuse. But to get to the touchless finance function, we need to improve our processes. And we'll also talk about that in a later show. So that's number one, let the machines produce the data. Number two, go self-service by default. Information wants to be free. We've talked about data democratization also earlier in this show when we discussed data analytics. And that is especially the case when it comes to business critical data of the sorts produced within the finance function. Now, we may say it should be free. Of course, it doesn't mean that everyone can consume every possible data point that's available, especially not the financial data, because you know some of it could be of sensitive nature and we can't probably have the whole company on the insiders list anyway. But as much as we can make available, we should do so. We should ensure that business leaders being responsible for a certain scope has all the data needed to run that scope available. It doesn't mean that we just, hey, here's the data lake, you figure it out. No, we need to curate that so it's easily accessible for them. But we cannot hide it. We need to make it available, right? So they can say, I have the data available needed to drive my function, my area, whatever it may be. So it makes serious sense to have an artificial gatekeeping layer made up of finance professionals whose days are taken up generating reports for stakeholders. Instead, we should adopt the principle of self-service. Data should be available to those who need it, and of course are allowed to see it, in the format they want through centralized software portals with sympathetically designed and easily accessible interfaces. So if you need it, and you should have it available from a, let's say, governance metrics perspective, it's there, right? No finance person needs to be involved in making it available to you. Now, I think finance people should be a part of curating the discussion that you want to have, right? Because otherwise you're just overloaded with a sea of information. So we need to be there to curate. And that's what I said, bring the three key points to the table. You can all look in the dashboard if you want, but bring the three key points to the table. That's the role of finance people. So number two is go self-service by default. Number three, fulfill finance potential for facilitation. So once we've designed our, let's call it bulletproof automated processes, if such a thing exists, and opened access to the data, we can get down to the real work of the modern finance function, generating value by facilitating better decisions. Now that we are no longer tied up in generating reports, we can use our holistic knowledge of our organizations to produce new insights and help leaders make impactful choices. In this way, finance takes up its rightful position in both the engine room, ensuring everything runs smoothly, and the co-driver's seat. Right? We want to stand shoulder to shoulder with the business leader that we support, not having them make any important decisions without involving us, consulting us. I'm not saying that we have to be a gatekeeper for all their decisions. We want them to want us to be involved in their decision-making because we add value. But we cannot do that if 70% of our time is spent on data crunching and report generation. It's just not possible. So number three is to fulfill finance potential for facilitation. Just recapping here, 3 points to create the touchless finance organization and be able to drive value hands-free. One, let the machines use data. Two, go self-service by default. And three, fulfill finance potential for facilitation. So the final point I want to make today, we can call it remain mindful. Automation and related technologies can yield extraordinary, incomparable dividends, but only if we use them intelligently. The importance of process design cannot be overstated. Software, robots can do a lot of good, but if you plug them in to a broken process, they can do a lot of damage fast. So that's not where you want to end up. So we need to have strong process design, and that's where we need technical accountants, technical finance people that can design these processes, that can plug technology in, and that can monitor how these processes are running, that can keep an eye out to what's happening in the market. And when new technology becomes available or better processes are, let's say, run in other companies, we embed those as well. That's a massive task. We probably don't need thousands of those in the company, but we definitely need these technical accountants, technical experts that can design strong processes and can plug in the technology as needed. We need to be able to trust and validate the data that it's producing, and we need to build some degree of flexibility into our systems to ensure that they can respond to changing organizational needs. Is it possible to create the touchless finance function? Absolutely. For sure. Technology is available. It's just about finding the right ways to deploy it. I even did a piece together with SAP where I said, don't talk about out of the possible. It's all possible. Go look at what state-of-the-art vendors have created of amazing systems and tools. And ask yourself, okay, good about the process I have today. Could I actually use this state-of-the-art tool, software, ERP system, call it what you want, to create that strong process design by letting myself be inspired of what these systems can do? And call it the technology-driven process transformation. Everything is possible. If you think about it, it's possible. In the next couple of articles in this series here, Building a Finance Function Fit for the Future, I'll be looking more at the tenets of automation and the work that needs to be done to get your processes ready. So we'll talk about this also next week, but make sure you subscribe to Trends in Finance and Accounting here on LinkedIn so that you get the articles also delivered directly into your mailbox. To really realize the potential of the finance function, we need to go full on automation. To enable that, we need strong process design. But if we get this done, finance can drive a ton of value in your organization. I even talk about the $1 trillion opportunity. Finance gets this right, we can improve the margins of any company significantly, driving significant value globally. So thanks everyone for tuning in today. I hope to see more of you next week. You can find the link to today's article in the show notes on the event page on LinkedIn. Of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out. So thanks a lot. That was today's episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. And if you missed previous versions of this show, go to Spotify or your favorite channels to find previous episodes. Thanks a lot, everyone, and have a great rest of the week. And see you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?